With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dev. The Basalt Public Art Commission has handed out grants to fund two new projects in 2020. Kristen Kay has more.
The commission granted $15,000 to the Art Base for a new event called Art in the Park. Jenna Moe, executive director of the Art Base, said the September event will involve family art making, food, music, and a kickoff for a new public mural project. $1,500 was allotted to the Community Office for Resource Efficiency for a climate art project called Before the Snow is Gone. Basalt would be one of four local towns with a temporary billboard that includes residents' reflections on the phrase, written in air ink, which transforms the carbon from tailpipe emissions into paint. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Last week, the private garbage and recycling company Waste Management said it would cost $120,000 to keep running a public recycling drop-off center in Basalt, thanks to higher drop-off fees at a larger facility in Denver. That's more than double last year's cost. Alex Hager has the details.
The drop-off center near Willits has been jointly funded by both Basalt and Pitkin County. Recently, residents have turned to Eagle County for help keeping it open. Lynn Ewell lives in Missouri Heights. After meeting with Eagle County representatives, she thinks they might be the ones to help out.
I think Eagle County is really willing to pony up as long as it's not too expensive. And Basalt has already kind of budgeted $30,000 for recycling. I still think it'll maybe be a 50-50 split.
Ewell says a convenient recycling center is invaluable to the community and thinks without one, plenty of recyclable items would end up in landfills. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt says his department will continue pressing for oil and gas production on the country's public lands. Luke Runyon has more.
Bernhardt has faced significant criticism from recreation and environmental groups across the West for his push to open up federal lands to drilling. At a water conference in Las Vegas, he said he's just following the law and the president's orders.
The president was very clear when he ran for office on his position on energy. He's for an all-of-the-above approach.
Bernhardt argues the revenues from oil and gas are sorely needed in Western states, even as pollution from the burning of fossil fuels continues to intensify the effects of climate change. I'm Luke Runyon in Las Vegas.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.